Restoring My Soul, Monday the 2nd of February, Abiding in God. Just prior to his ascension into heaven, Jesus Christ commissioned his disciples with the direction, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Discharging this mandate begins with messengers declaring the gospel of God. By this means, Christ's messengers reveal the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit's intention to make us in their image and according to their likeness. As a hearer responds with repentance and faith to this ministry, they are established in the adoption and are born again as sons of God. God abides in them. As miraculous as this is, new birth is insufficient for salvation. To obtain eternal salvation, which is the fulfillment of the process of adoption, a son of God must be baptized into the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit. They must abide in God. In the Great Commission, Jesus explained that these aspects of baptism are through discipleship, under the instruction of messengers who belong to a presbytery in the right hand of Christ. By receiving and obeying this instruction, a son of God is able to follow Christ in the fellowship of his offering and sufferings. Led and enabled by the Holy Spirit for their daily participation in this journey, a son of God is progressively being made in the image and likeness of God. In order to make straight paths for our feet, individually, as families, and as churches, it is necessary to give heed to the initiative of the Holy Spirit, who illuminates to us the word of present truth. This word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. The references used in today's devotions are Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 13, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 12, and Psalm 119, verse 105. For further study, 2 Corinthians chapter 3.